no matter that the impeachment hearing in the House alone seems far off, given the caution of key Democrats on the matter, not to mention Republican control of the Senate. Many tremble at the idea, fearing how Trump supporters will react to an impeachment inquiry, worrying that it will further polarize an already deeply divided nation, or that there will not be enough votes in the Senate to convict him, even if the House votes to impeach. Former New York Representative Elizabeth Holtzman, a member of the House Judiciary Committee that voted to impeach Richard Nixon, writes in her book, The Case for Impeaching Trump. Nixon had similar fantasies of the people coming to his rescue as Congress and prosecutors closed in. But as it turned out, the creature of the establishment, as Watergate chronicler Elizabeth Drew recently described Nixon in the New York Times, bowed to reality and resigned. Nixon, a lawyer who had been a member of the House of Representatives, a senator, and a vice president, was more accepting of the political order. But the current occupant of the Oval Office, she pointed out, is an entirely different creature. Mr. Trump, with no government experience and little knowledge of how the federal government works, has been a free, if malevolent, spirit, less likely than even Nixon to observe boundaries, Drew wrote. But Holtzman expressed confidence in an interview that the president would go when impeachment was inevitable. He's a lot of bravado, but in the end, he's a coward and a wimp, she says. If Nixon's final days are any guide, however, the system is in for a whole lot of shaking before Trump exits. He has already followed Nixon's path in trying to rid himself of his principal nemesis, FBI Director James Comey and Attorney General Jeff Sessions, replacing with a pliant temp Matthew Whitaker. But he has stopped short of firing Special Counsel Mueller, as Nixon did with independent Watergate prosecutor Archibald Cox. In the infamous Saturday Night Massacre of October 1973 that provoked a national uproar and the resignations of Attorney General Elliot Richardson and his deputy William Ruckelshaus,